From the Financial Times in London, I'm Patrick Jenkins, the FT's financial editor, and this is FT News. Goldman Sachs has racked up its best profit performance in 18 months, reflecting a broader bounce back in performance by Wall Street. Well, to discuss this and the broader outlook for the banking sector in the US is Alistair Gray, our US financial correspondent. Alistair, thanks very much for joining us. We're going to look back at what the Wall Street banks have done in their third quarters. Goldman Sachs is the latest with numbers out on Tuesday. Pretty impressive performance all around.
Yeah, it's another very good number from Goldman Sachs, echoing very good results from B of A, Citi, JP in recent days. And once again, it's all about trading, fixed income currencies and commodities, which is a really important driver of profits. And the numbers are all up strongly for the third quarter. We are slightly guilty, as many people are, of perhaps reading too much into quarterly numbers. And in fact, if you look at the nine-month period overall, profits at Goldman are essentially flat. You know, the third quarter this year was very good, but the first quarter was very bad for them. But then again, the first quarter the previous year was good for Goldman. So it sort of depends on what you're comparing.
Yes, and in terms of if you're looking at return on equity, I think they went back above 11% in the third quarter. But averaging out, as you say, across 9 months, I'm guessing it would be significantly lower in that kind of 5 to 8% range, which most banks seem to find as the new normal these days.
Yeah, but I mean, that's important. You know, the numbers are all going in the right direction. I think the big question really is whether it's sustainable. And there's some reasons to think that it might be, but there's plenty of reasons to think that it's not.
So let's run through one or two on both sides. What reasons are there to be optimistic?
Well, the things that this could continue into the fourth quarter. I mean, look, what's driven the big trading improvements in the third quarter? It's quite complex. People on Wall Street talk about the right kinds of volatility. You want the orders coming through, but you don't want so much volatility in markets going haywire that people are paralyzed. And in the quarter that's just gone, you know, it was the right kind of volatility. People were repositioning for Brexit, and that helped with currencies. And you had the possibility as well of frequently changing expectations for the Fed and central banks around the world are going to do with interest rates. So that's, again, helped volumes. There's very early signs that similar phenomenon are at play in the fourth quarter, but it's quite early days for that. Another big question is whether or to what extent are the US banks profiting from the travails of their rivals in Britain, particularly Deutsche. So we'll get a good sense of that with the numbers from the European banks that are due out in the coming weeks.
Yes, they should be out over the next few weeks gradually. But I suppose the reason to be less optimistic would be that stealing market share from the Europeans is a one-off phenomenon, which could actually reverse. And then we've got all of those macro headwinds to worry about, particularly in Europe. But the uncertainty around the Fed and so on, macro policy could, as you say, go either way in terms of whether the volatility turns out to be the right kind or the wrong kind.
And the structural challenges for the sector, the toughened regulations, well, they haven't gone away. The shift onto electronic platforms, that's not going away. And at the same time, for the big mega banks that also have consumer arms, they're still struggling with the rock bottom interest rate environment.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you say, this is only one quarter, but at least it's something of a relief for bank investors for this quarter, if nothing else. Thank you, Alistair, for joining us. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy the FT's Banking Weekly. You can find this every Tuesday at ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.